You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
I was never good at dancing, but one thing we are good at is giving you an after show. What's up, guys? With 27 million weekly downloads, listened to in 75 different countries, we're your one-stop, one destination for true after show entertainment. I am JC, and this is American Idol Season 13, Episode 5's after show. And of course, my lovely co-host to my right.
Hey everyone, Violet Kanyan here. I'm so happy to be back.
She's back.
Yes, I'm so happy to have Violet back, and my name is Stephanie Georgie.
And I'm Jason Eichler,
the Demi Lovato fan club manager. Woo! That's right. And of course, you know, we've been getting a hard time these first few weeks. They're saying we're kind of rough. We're kind of, well.
But it's okay. We're back. And it's completed. Mama Bear is back. And we're good to go, everyone.
Yeah, we're saying it for a reason. Because we do call Violet Mama Bear because she is the queen of nice. But we came up with something over the last week because we want you guys to vote. What team are you on our show?
Oh, no.
Yes, we've got...
This isn't fair.
I know, that's no. Right.
Hashtag Team Nice.
That's us.
Or Team Spice.
Team Spice.
Let me tell you something about Team Spice.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
Who are you more entertained by?
Hide your kids. Hide your kids.
How are we going to top that?
We're going to give them factual entertainment, and I'm putting an all on you because...
Oh, boy.
News never looks so pretty.
Oh.
And with a Violet Kanyan.
Thank you so much.
All right. Enough about us. Let's talk about the show. What'd you guys think of tonight's show?
I liked it. There weren't too many jokesters, and yeah. It was good talent. Was.
Yeah, and Violet, I actually want to put the spotlight on you. Tonight is Violet's day.
Because she needs to catch up.
I know.
What have you thought so far of the season?
I really like it. I have one favorite so far. Well, actually, after today, I have two favorites.
Okay, who's your favorite so far?
So far before today, I don't remember his last name, but his first name was Ryan. He was a hipster guy.
He lost about 200 pounds.
And yes. I was on the plane watching that episode, and I'm like trying not to cry, and people around me think I'm crazy. It was awesome. He really got me.
Who's the one? I guess there's one this episode. We'll get into that.
That's called a tease, let's move ahead.
I don't like teases.
No. Jason, leave your personal preferences outside of the show.
I'm like, oh no, wait.
I don't know
if I can identify with that. Hold on.
It's 3 minutes into the show and I've lost all control. Alrighty. So pretty much, let's start off with this radioactive episode then with someone singing Radioactive. Yes. And that was Austin Wolf. What did we think? 16.
I agreed with Harry. I thought she's got some like Hayley Williams from Paramore in her. I really liked her actually because I feel like she's got raw talent, but she's not like too much of an artist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I feel like she'll go far because she's pretty and talented.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I liked her name.
I agree. Yeah, right? She had an awesome name.
What?
Austin Wolf.
She has a little jaw tension. If you want me to be critical. Little jaw tension.
I was waiting for Jason to say something like this because he talks about relaxing the neck and all this kind of stuff. But
is that what you noticed first? Is that why? Did you notice the tension or no?
No. I just, for me, this season's been spectacular. The talent is at another level. Mm-hmm. And I don't see her going all the way. I do not. There's something.
I think if she turns on the edge, like she's got to get into it and then start doing the rocker thing, and I think it'll work
for her. I totally see her as a rocker too, and I also wrote down, I can't wait to see what they do with her look.
Yeah.
Because I feel like her look is just bland, and maybe that's why you think that she'll get lost.
It was vocally, for me, the second half I thought was spectacular. Mm-hmm. The first half, she needed to warm up a little, and this season I think you're going to have to be great from start to finish.
That's See, true. But I feel like in these shows, too, you have to grow. And she's almost like a blank canvas where she has a look and she has talent.
Right.
Now she needs like somebody to come in and like make her into something.
Right. She has the advantage of a surprise later.
Okay.
Like she's going to, we're all going to be happy to grow with some of the contestants on the show.
Do you think another diamond in the rough, shall we say, is the lumberjack? The next girl who was Kylie, was it Adamson, I believe? Mm-hmm. There's so many. We've got to remember like 25 people tonight. So.
She had a really nice, like, sweet voice. She had a very pretty voice.
Her vibrato was a little, like, machine gun for me, though. Like, like out of control. Okay. And then I felt like she looked like she was stuck in 2010. With that hair and that jean jacket.
She was super cute. That's what I wrote down. Super cute, but we'll probably get lost in the shuffle.
It's the lumberjack story. I think that's why they push her through the dichotomy between the two.
She's pretty.
It's because she works with her ex as a living, and Harry got into
So that's why you guys are being really nice, because she works with
an ex. No, I just thought she had a pretty voice. I thought it was regular. She had a pretty voice. There wasn't anything special about her.
They are, remember, Team regular. Spice. Oh. Team Spice, see?
Basic.
See? Basic.
My gosh, you guys are just...
This is honest. Crazy.
I told you,
Violet. Oh, my goodness.
It's going to get bloody by the end of the episode. So, and I also got to... is the site up yet? Or are we still having technical difficulties?
Still technical difficulties, but it'll be up soon.
All right, guys. So definitely, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, send us your comments. iTunes, give us 5 stars, please. We need them. If we don't get 5 stars, I'm leaving the show.
No.
Aww.
I'm just kidding.
True. I'm just kidding. But we do love what you have to say, so feel free to be honest the way that we're honest with you.
Yeah.
Very well said.
I like that. Wow.
All right, so let's get into some more Sangers. Let's see, did we have Keith Sanders?
Hashtag Team Spice.
Oh, that's why you said that. You're campaigning.
Team Spice.
This is horrible. All right. So do we go on with Keith Sanders or Tessa?
Keith Sanders. I loved Keith.
Keith, okay.
No, Tessa.
Why? I like Tessa.
No, ew.
No. I liked her because she's got sass. You can just tell by looking at her. She's going to be sassy. Sass,
you got more sass than she does.
But that's fine. I can't see her.
Okay, I got another second question. Okay, we have Team Spice, Team Nice. Who has more sass? That's the question of the week. Jason Eichler or was it Tessa?
Tessa or Star. Or Tessa. I wrote her name down to Star because I don't know why Jennifer Lopez said, you're Star. Yeah, right. No, she's not.
I think we disagreed with the judges a lot tonight, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah,
I
actually, because I've been on Team Harry this whole time, and I feel like tonight he would like make up his opinion within like the first 2 seconds, and then just stick to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Jennifer Lopez was absolutely playing the nice one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, because with Tessa, I don't know what they saw, because I just rewatched last week's, and there was this girl. She finished the show. It was Bria. And she was 15, and she killed it. Mm-hmm. And I think the girls could cancel each other out, but Bria was fantastic. She brought this soul, this energy, this range. I just don't see what they saw in Tessa. I'm sorry.
You know, I think with Tessa, they saw just like a... Yeah, like an up to date kind of.
Yeah,
she like can a be good, like on the pop charts.
And you have to have artists in the show too, but you just have to have good singers too.
Yeah, I thought she was a good singer. They need to change the hair. They need to change the makeup. They need to change the wardrobe. But after all that fun stuff, I thought she sounded great.
You see, I was changing her completely. I think that she did all right for presenting herself. Mm. It was her voice that she needed to change, which unfortunately
she needs to pick a better song.
Okay, maybe that. Okay. Maybe that.
Right, so she is deserving, of course.
Yeah. Well, and when you're watching this too, we don't know what order these people actually perform in. And if somebody like Tessa goes after a bunch of crappy people, then you're probably like, oh, finally. Like,
yeah.
You know.
That's true.
So you're calling that... Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But I liked her. I liked Tessa.
She's all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and transition us into the next person, because I want to say that this is my favorite. And Violet and I created a hashtag for Alex Philbrick. And
Preston.
Preston?
Yes. Is it hashtag?
Oh, I saw his parents' last name. That's why. Okay.
Is it hashtag face made for radio?
Oh, oops. No.
No.
Oh my God. You just made me sound Canadian because I said, But I meant to say
Hashtag Allie.
Hashtag Allie. Okay. Now, this is the first time me saying this. And this is so rude that you said, I'm not even going to comment on that. But I do have to say, this is probably my favorite person so far on the show.
Whoa.
And I think he's a possible American Idol winner.
Whoa.
Hold my baby.
He is not going to win.
I liked it because he's a bit of a butterface to you. But he's got...
I never said that.
No. You just said a face for radio.
Yeah,
that's
did.
Nicer.
That's for
no.
you, I said.
Okay. I wrote, not sure if he has the idol look. Okay.
Let's stop that. Let's do some history here.
Okay.
Okay, what is the idol look?
Phillips.
Crystal Bowersox, who finished second.
No.
She came in sandals. She did not have the look. Casey Abrams.
But we know.
Sixth in season 10.
Casey's dope. He's such a cool
Exactly.
Boy. He's so cool.
He doesn't fit in that package.
But we've done all that. We need something fresh and new. And I feel like we've had white guys with guitars singing so many times.
I don't think he
should have done an original song. Okay. I think his.
Oh my gosh.
I think his song was just kind of like, great. Hey, look it, I can do this with my voice. But I was bored with his song.
Oh my gosh.
I like his falsetto. I think he's a good singer. I don't think he's going to win.
Who knows if he's going to win, but I think he's potential. He's definitely going
to
get up there.
I'd like to see him go far.
Okay, will he go live? Better yet, live?
Yes. Live.
I don't know, because I want to see if he can sing somebody else's song, because he's just doing his own thing.
I don't care if he can sing somebody else's song. I'm a little obsessed with his song.
Wow. It is heated tonight. See, this is what I have to deal with. Violet, help us
out. I'm here for you.
Well, since we were talking about earthy types, fanny pack types of singers, let's talk
about another dope singer.
Okay, this is somebody who should do their own song, because I had chills. She was so good.
Yeah.
Samantha
Combs?
Yes.
She was lovely.
Do you guys know Mary Lambert? The girl that sings in the Macklemore One Love song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, her. The one who sings
Has her EP kind of does like the spoken word / singer-songwriter thing.
I called it a poetry slam.
I wrote dope, too.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. But I loved it. Like, she can do that almost. It's almost like rapping, but then she has like this folky voice. I loved her.
Also, which is funny because he compared someone else to... Keith
Urban talked about
Macklemore.
Yes.
And I thought that was so smart of him, very nice of him to really think about everyone that's around that's performing right now. She was cool, but if you noticed also when she was singing, she had the beat down with her feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's lovely. Nothing that I love more than to see a contestant come onto the show and perform the music with the rest of their body.
I think with her, she has a great voice. I loved her voice, but I feel like I could already see her getting lost in Team Week. She's just going to get lost.
Oh, okay.
I can see that. Unless she pairs up with the guy that went right before.
That's what I was going to ask
you. That'd be a good duo.
That would be nice.
Because we've said the same thing for the last two singers.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of, with Samantha and Alex.
Allie.
They're both super talented singers.
But they're natural, too. Even, did you not hear what Harry Connick Jr. said about Alex? That he did the harmonizing on the guitar that you don't usually learn normally.
No, I thought he had a great voice. I just didn't like the song he wrote. Oh. I loved the song she wrote.
Oh, my God.
She was so dope. She was super dope.
And she could do almost like a Macklemore thing.
She could, absolutely.
God, this season is so hard.
Thank goodness. That's what I want. I want it to be so difficult. I want to cry, you know? Yeah. I really just want to have like a moment just where I don't even know what to say.
Oh my God.
Because I haven't been involved.
She wants to cry, okay.
I want to cry.
I feel like with Samantha, we haven't had anybody like her on the show ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see if this person made you cry. Julie Awful. It was like a montage. The Idol Bus.
That was weird. I thought Julie was awful.
I thought she Ba-dum. Was plain Jane.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Nothing there.
Wait,
Violet.
You're supposed to be too nice.
She was really pretty.
I thought she had a mouse. She had a mousy voice. She was cute.
She gave me a headache.
But yeah.
Okay, what about LeBryant then? Because we're talking about... Okay, go ahead, Violet. Take it away.
I love him. I love this style. I love this performance. I love this little, like, so what you think? And just so real and just so cute and fun and had so much personality and what a voice.
Okay.
Loved.
Anyone disagree? Because we got a lot of singers, I mean.
He was cool.
I didn't even take notes on him.
Oh, my gosh! Kind of he was so adorable!
He kind of reminded me of like I do pop a doo ba dee boo boo.
Really?
I just feel like done that. He's like the guy that's like really good in high school choir.
See, oh my god!
Jason is absolutely disinterested, like the next guy, which was DJ Bradley.
That was too funny.
Okay.
That was difficult. I want to hear our viewers what they think about that person.
Because DJ Bradley?
I couldn't tell if DJ Bradley was like super artsy or on a lot of drugs.
Exactly.
Honestly, I think he was just really shy. He's never been in that kind of environment. And he's just a really talented singer who probably sings in his garage or sings in his room. And
I would say
he's like in front of these mega stars.
Really? I feel like he's someone who thinks American Idol is stupid, but thought he's like, damn, I got to get on the show, though.
You know, I think he's someone who thought they'd never pick me for Idol. I'm not the type of
one. See, I like
so he's
tone.
Shy. He's a little defensive.
Mm-hmm. He was defensive, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, like with the eyes shifting. Uh-huh. But maybe that's his shyness. And he's like insecure.
His social cues could just be completely off. And, you know, some people just can't help it and have that. Blood.
Or he could just be a poor singer.
Thank you, Jason.
Well then.
We'll have team boy and then team girl also.
I
know.
I thought he was okay in the verses, and then I thought he got to the chorus, and it was ruined for me. Because I'm like, oh, maybe he's going to do... nope, nothing.
I hate to say this, but I actually agree with you.
Yeah.
There we go. See, I'm sorry.
On my baby!
I'm just saying. I kind of, you know... I've seen other disinterested singers who actually lure you. They've had other singers. I think last week they had one that they were singing in a way where they'd make you want to lean in and listen to them more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, compared him to Ed Sheeran, who is that type of like
quiet
poppy singer. But I mean, that's who he's going to be compared to. But Ed Sheeran is so captivating when he sings, and he makes you like think like, oh, he's a humble guy,
right?
And you, I mean, that's part of selling it.
I think this guy just didn't have experience, and maybe, who knows, he'll go to Hollywood, he'll get some training before then.
I agree with it.
So, 100.
Wait, right, you're saying he's going to go to Hollywood, get some training.
He'll get training before Hollywood, right, I think.
So why don't they just say no and let him come back next year?
Just who cares?
Because where is he going to get the training?
There's no numbers to go to Hollywood. Like, they're not going to get him and then cut someone else because they have too many people.
Right.
So they're going to send...
Oh, no. Because there was a girl that we all screwed at the TV.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous.
And they said
no.
That was ridiculous.
Can't wait.
Okay, then...
But they didn't cut her because they let him through. You know, they just cut her because they're deaf. Sorry, Harry. I love you.
Actually, since that's towards the very end, let's just talk about her now since she didn't get voted.
I think she's on page,
you have her
she's
listed?
On page 19 of our notes.
Oh, okay.
Page 19, section 3, row Q. Because I wanted to move on to a girl.
Wait, what?
Kenzie Hall.
Kenzie Hall.
Oh, yes.
Okay, this is my thoughts on Kenzie Hall.
Yay!
She needs to be more Taylor Swift and less Carrie Underwood.
Oh my god!
She's trying too hard to have a big voice, and it's not working.
Back.
When she doesn't wail and just does like the quiet thing, it works perfectly. But when she tried to like have this huge voice, I was like, no, don't do that.
Oh my god. She needs to be more who and less who?
More Taylor Swift, less
Carrie
Underwood.
I think I kind of agree because this is the little blonde girl, no?
Yes.
Yeah, the cute little 16. Girl.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so you guys are saying no.
No, I liked her. No,
I
he was great.
Her too.
He was,
that's just my
he just
advice
wanted her
for
to
her
be
to
going
go far.
To, in that direction, yeah.
Violet Schoolum.
I thought she was freaking awesome. She's like this cute little girl. She walks in, she's what, 16 years old. She seems sweet. Whatever, she probably is sweet.
That's why she
and
needs
then
my
she
guidance.
Opens her mouth and she has like this powerful raw voice. That she's not like the typical little, you know.
She does have a raw
little
voice.
White girl, blonde hair, blue
her.
Eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
And let me sing you a pretty little song.
She can hang out with the cool kids.
Okay. But then she's going to kill it. And she's going to be another Miranda Lambert.
Oh, wait. You just snapped at us.
I know, but hold on. If you're going to kill it. She didn't kill it.
I thought she killed it. I thought she was awesome.
If you're
going to
kill it, you get one shot.
She's 16. She looks like a pro out there.
No, I thought she was really good. I just think she shouldn't be going after these huge songs because it's strained.
If she came out there and sang a sweet little song, she wasn't going to go through.
Kenzie Hall
way.
Is going to be the mascot of our season. I'm just telling this on the fly. I'm going to put her picture up.
Yay!
Because I think she is the perfect explanation for us. I call her sweet and spicy.
Yeah.
Because she has this.
I like it.
She's
yes.
got that little soft voice, but she also had that cute growl.
She did. She had the growl.
Okay. You see how JC just brought us all together.
I know. We're all like, no.
Like one of our viewers said, JC, you foil us well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're so nice.
It just happens. But speaking of. Okay, now, we've been goofing off, having a great time so far, but I think this is a poignant part of the show.
Oh, my God.
Paisley Van Patten.
My favorite this season.
Oh, she was great.
I got chills when she was singing.
She reminded me so much of Cree.
Mm-hmm.
She was lovely.
Cree with, like, an edge, though, because she's got that backstory that, like...
With what Cree was almost missing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and I just spit everywhere. When you hear her sing... You can, like, hear her story in her voice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she's got so much passion in her voice. Just a little spit. Sorry about that.
Here's the problem with that. Okay, you guys all said the same thing. Oh, she reminded me of Cree. Oh, my God. She's like Cree with a little edge. Is it too soon to have another Cree-esque type of...
No,
because she's last season.
You know, but this girl is way edgier.
More. My second favorite.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
I'm reading my notes. See, I'm just being the foil because in my notes I said I've never felt anyone as much as her.
Ah, yeah.
See, I really, oh my gosh.
She was singing like, from her
experience. Do you guys know Brandi Carlile?
Yes.
She sings a story. She needs to sing that kind of song. I want to hear her sing that. Like folky rock.
Mm. I like her in country. I like her singing like Faith Hill, the like kind of Martina McBride.
But she like brings like
a.
McBride,
yeah.
But I feel like when she does that, why I liked it is because she brings the Miranda Lambert edge to that.
Okay.
Makes it more current.
Now, are you guys worried? What if she relapses? What if something like that happens? I mean, she's got demons and she's displayed them there, and the pressure from Idol, can she handle it?
Well, that's the test, no?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm so pulling for her because if she passes this and gets through this without needing that, then she's golden.
But I think especially, too, when you've lived something and now she's looking back and like, oh, I did this to mess this up. She's so much more aware going into it.
And I was going to say, because at the end of the day, when you come to Hollywood, when you come to Los Angeles, that's the demon that we all need to fight in the city because trust and believe, there's a whole lot going on here, so... It's everyone's thing.
I'm doing that for a reason.
JC made me do a lot of crazy stuff when I first got to Los Angeles.
That is for our after show.
Thank you very much, CG, tonight.
I'm tuning in.
I'm tuning what? In.
You'll
I'm
have geeking, to stay tuned on our geeking, after I'm after geeking. Show. Oh. And we were winking because we were talking about the next guy who got you two.
Adorable.
Ladies, take it away, because...
Oh, my gosh. He was so... First of all, like, he had a soft face.
No,
Wink. I put Country Boy with the wings.
I wrote Wink.
His name was Blake.
Blake.
Of course his name was
Of course it's Blake, yeah. Well, he was just so sweet and came out, and then he started singing a song, and then...
Oh, my God. That just... I was like, oh, he's so cute, and he's like, so he has a good voice.
Really?
He winked. I was like, he's in.
Let's try that.
That's a yes.
So next, oh look, there's Jason's wink.
Okay.
Mine doesn't work.
Did you? That was the sluttiest wink I ever saw in my life.
This is that a family was a, show, that, Stephanie
was a,
Georgie.
That was a disgusting Miley Cyrus wink.
Thank you so much.
We just took it to another level.
Sorry guys for you tuning in at home. We are actually, we had a big debate between Miley Cyrus and who?
Beyonce, I think.
No.
No, we weren't comparing the two.
No, we were comparing J-Lo and Beyonce.
Oh,
but that was something else.
Please,
we were comparing J-Lo Miley.
All the way.
As you can tell, the show went everywhere tonight.
It did. Oh, man. It was heated.
But
I'm sorry.
See, even though we have so much fun and we get along famously, hate her. But what I was going to say is we have, I'm kidding. We have these moments like with CJ Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And with his father, that I guess he had a really rough upbringing. His dad had a massive heart attack just last year. Oh. And he put all of that into his music. Did you guys feel him?
I felt it.
Okay.
The last one?
I felt his performance. And I like that when he's singing, you feel something. I just think vocally, it was too sloppy. But I think he's a good artist. And I would watch him again. Just because if you can make somebody feel something, that's the most important thing. Okay. That being said, before he goes to Hollywood, he needs to get his voice on lockdown.
I don't think technically he's like perfect or anywhere near perfect, but his tone was so rich.
Exactly.
And it was so beautiful. And you're just like listening and what is he going to say next? And what is he going
to
do next?
Well, that's what's important. I feel like if you're willing to listen to the person, you're always going to, you know, you want to stay and listen to what they have to say or sing.
So is this his story? Or his vocal ability going to carry
him? No, for me, it's just his vocals.
I love
his story had nothing to do with my judgment.
Even if you look at like old singers like Bob Dylan has a horrible voice. But Bob Dylan can captivate an audience and make you feel something. And I think that's the most important quality. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's a lot he does need to fix. But his voice just tells a story.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
You just said Bob Dylan has a horrible voice.
He does.
I can't hear.
Okay. Sorry.
A moment of silence.
No. Exactly.
No. I'm afraid of this one.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid. He's from Alabama.
Bama.
And every Idol winner is from either the Midwest or Alabama. So do I think he may go further than he should?
No.
I mean, I guess that Violet and I can be biased because we're Southern girls. So We love Southern.
Aren't you from Virginia?
You know, no. If you can get voice lessons before Hollywood, talent is there.
Okay,
but we can't have a sob story every time.
But yeah,
I thought he was great.
Sometimes lessons in something and like perfecting it technically, you lose the passion and the feeling behind it. So I hope that doesn't happen. But if he can perfect both,
Who knows? Let's see how he sings other songs, because maybe he can perform better with something else. Maybe
you know what I got in here?
Emotional.
Yeah,
tequila.
Oh.
Okay, cheers. Mm. Let's have a tequila cheers.
This is for Tequila Wilson, I believe.
Tequila Wilson.
Tequila.
Cheers to her.
The big voice, but was it a great voice?
You know what? I like a big voice like this in the competition. Like, you need somebody with a huge voice.
Yeah, it was good.
Do I think she'll have a career after the show?
Maybe.
No. Oh. Do I think she'll be fun to watch on the show? Yeah, she's got a great personality, and there's things she could work on.
She's a great. I think she can.
She's
really
good for the show.
What? Okay, Violet. What?
Are you sorry,
church girl?
I love. I wrote down huge voice. Wow, but there's big voice, and then there's big voice Candace Glover. Like, she's nowhere near.
Oh, no,
that.
No.
She just has a big voice. I don't think she's a good singer.
But I think she's good for the show.
I don't think she's necessary.
Like, don't you think she's... I was entertained the whole time she was on the TV.
Yeah. It's the idol game, and she could play it really well.
She probably could.
She has that personality. And no?
I wouldn't be shocked if she got live, but I...
Really?
She'll probably get voted off in Hollywood. If I was a betting man.
Yeah, Hollywood's going to change it for half these people we've seen so far. So,
and they don't even know it either. I mean, that's the biggest thing. How many people do we know? Even our personal friends who grow up and say, I can't wait to go to Los Angeles. And they come out here and then it's...
They crumble.
They crumble and people just go back home.
Even just,
And it's the same thing. So we're going to see how this all affects everyone else.
You know, I'm going to change it up because I think this person could have handled it. And you're going to kill me because I'm going to talk about him for a second. The model.
Oh, God.
Chase Thornton.
Please.
He could have made it in L.A.
No. Not in a million
years. Hold on.
Years.
You didn't let me finish. In his own mind.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
All I wrote was ew.
No, I didn't even write it down, but I know exactly who you're talking about. Model in what world? Keith Urban's like, seriously, you model? What?
No, he's one of those like Herbalife people, like, you know, where they're like, who sell like the stuff door by door, like they just have to be optimistic and motivated about everything.
Steph, I forgot to tell you, our new sponsor this week is Herbalife. Big shout out to Herbalife. Habla español. Now,
Se habla español.
También. Okay, let us move on to... Jessica,
Bassett?
Bassett.
Yes. Sorry, I put the accent on
that.
What in heaven's name?
She was so good. She was so current. She had a great look. She had a great sound.
She was amazing.
What the hell, judges?
Oh, that, right? Mind you, while they were doing Harry's montage, whatever it's called, it was her voice in the background.
Yeah,
probably no one noticed because it sounded like that one French song. What's that one song that
Lady Marmalade?
No, silly. It's
Amelie?
Like,
I don't know.
Like Jack Johnson even has one. They played in a lot of movies in the background, like in the trend, like when people are like kind of thinking and transitioning.
Guys, if you know at home, let us know.
Right? Probably no one's gonna know. Forget it.
I guarantee. Our AfterBuzz fans, they will know.
Right? It's
absolutely.
Just some French. It's honestly, it's a woman who sings in French. But it was so soothing.
That one.
Yeah.
Anyways, spit it out, honey.
Fail.
No.
I know.
No, but let's reinforce this.
Today, Junior. Sorry. I just clowned on myself.
What is happening?
I don't know.
This is what you've been missing,
Violet. I'm so confused.
Voulez-vous coucher?
Whatever, but it was still her voice that no one noticed that it was a contestant.
There's something
behind this. It's ridiculous.
They're bringing her back. She's the person that they're going to throw back.
And then
they're going to use her to say, we didn't let her go in, but because she was better than everybody else.
Wait, but last season we kept saying, oh, they're going to bring so-and-so back. They're going to bring him back.
Johnny Keezer.
I remember the name. I don't remember the person.
Johnny Keezer.
Anyways.
He was season 11 and 12. Go ahead.
Anyways. And they didn't bring anybody back. They didn't even have that. So are we assuming
we thought that towards the very end when someone was already eliminated. This is, maybe they'll use her for, maybe they won't use her at all. That's so weird.
No, here's
so
the thing.
Good. Ridiculous.
Well, think of it this way. What if they're so ahead of themselves, she comes back next year and kills it? They're prepping Candace three times.
Yeah, but how do they know that she's going to come back? We don't. That's like such a big
thing. Well, hopefully they just pulled her aside because there's other like record and producers there that they're like, we don't even want her to be a part of American Idol. Let her
but
just
it was just weird the way they edited it to like, my God, this girl is so good.
Right.
What?
No.
To be the voice singing behind Harry's beautiful voice.
Oh, Harry.
I love him.
Stephanie, sorry, whenever you said Harry, I was just thinking Harry Styles.
You opened with it right. No. Stop swooning over Harry. I'm just telling you right now, Stephanie, you opened it right because they talked about rejection and they showed about Keith's rejection on his talent show.
Ah, you're right.
See? So they all tied it
She's going to come back.
She's either going to come back or we'll definitely see her next year. She will be back up there. And
she's going to win.
Okay.
When she comes
you calling
back.
It Idol 2015?
Yep. She gonna win.
Predictions gonna win. Are, sorry, Violet. We don't predict.
Jinx.
Do predictions.
She
been
reading.
I'm
sorry.
I haven't been here in a while.
All right, we've got so
Let
many.
Let her catch up.
Our producers are going to go crazy because we still got about 27 more people to talk about. So let's talk about Emily Rottler, 17. We're gonna go. A little
quicker. Oh, I thought
here.
It was Amy. My bad.
Oh, I thought
she
it was...
sang Amy Winehouse.
Oh, I thought it was Amy too.
Maybe she was.
Huh.
No. You know what?
Say what
she
you
didn't
said
sing
that
Amy
thought.
Winehouse. She's saying the Glee group. Version of Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
She did the exact same runs that Naya from Glee does in the song, which is really good, but it wasn't original.
Huh. How did Harry pass her? Mm-hmm. Harry hates runs.
She was good at what she was doing. She was Harry probably doesn't watch Glee.
Okay.
You should, Harry. It's a great show.
Yeah. He probably absolutely does watch it, but...
I don't know if... See, I really liked her voice. But I just have to say something.
Uh-oh.
I'm a little annoyed with all these people, especially mostly the girls, coming out. Nobody has the big voice anymore. Nobody has, like, that Beyonce or whoever is in the pop charts right now. But they all have, like, the Lana Del Rey, the Lorde, the Ellie Goulding. They have that kind of voice, and it's kind of getting annoying. It's like
it's
you don't really
need annoying.
To be... a super great singer. You just have to know how to kind of control your voice in a certain way. And I'm just really annoyed with it.
No, I agree.
And I'm tired of it.
Because, but I think that's the, like, if you watch the first few seasons of Idol, everybody has the big voice where they do all the runs. And so I think that's just, like, the trend right now.
Yeah.
Because that's what's on the radio. But I agree. I would much rather hear Kelly Clarkson come through.
Exactly.
And that's how I feel about...
and I feel like that's why we're not...
Paisley. That's why I felt like Paisley was so good. Because she has the big voice. And that's... We're just like, oh, somebody that can sing.
That can actually sing.
Yeah.
And we don't know if these people are great singers or they sing that song really well.
Exactly.
Spoiled. We need to find a girl we like.
Paisley
and from last week.
And Carrie.
Carrie Roach.
Carrie Lynn Roach. Absolutely. She was incredible. And the curly-haired girl from last week, too. And the fanny pack from this week. There's quite a few girls that
I like. There we go.
But Paisley's the only one that I'm like,
she can win.
Girl can sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has everything.
Like, let's see how she sings all the other songs for the rest of the season.
Oh, I think she's
I can't wait. I'm so ready for auditions to be over.
I think I said it while we were watching. I can't wait to see what she does every single week. I'm, like, excited. About it.
That's another thing about all these contestants that are going through. I mean, there's obviously some that we didn't like, but there is such a great handful of those that is going to, they're going to bring such
Once
a fantastic
Once they win, whittle it down. Whittle it down.
Okay. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Whittle.
What?
Whittle it down.
Once they whittle it down.
Oh, whittle it down.
See, but speaking of whittling it down, how are we going to whittle down all the men? Because Dexter Roberts, next guy.
Huh.
Yeah, see?
You know what? Not my thing, duck calling or country bumpkins, but I actually thought he was super talented.
He's fantastic.
You know?
The minute he started with the guitar, you're like, whoa.
Because I think we see a lot of country fakes come through this. Like, they can't sing rock, so they think they'll sing country, but he's authentic.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's,
Let's speed this one up. If you had to pick between Dexter Roberts and the next gentleman who had his guitar passed down from his great-grandfather down to his grandfather. Who do you go with?
I liked the little kid's voice, but Dexter had like...
Briston
had that bluegrass that I love. I love.
And I thought Briston was like a poor man's Joe Jonas.
A poor man's...
You know what I mean? Like not as cute, not as talented.
I can't put it...
Not as well-dressed.
The young one.
He had the guitar.
The one that had a voice like that.
I remember the story.
No, the one that was singing
the one that was like kind of shouting it.
A little bit. And his he got his guitar from his great-grandfather.
Please.
I think this team of nice is a lonely island of one. And that is Marissa, our engineer. Give it up for Marissa.
What's up?
You know what the thing is, though? What season is this? Like 27?
13.
Season 13 of Idol. We also have X Factor. We also have The Voice. We've had duets. We have America's Got Talent. We have to be this critical?
Yeah.
Because we've seen everything. So up your game, people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not our problem.
It's, yeah, American Idol's not the only show now.
All right, so, okay, so. All right.
She really was laughing for that one. That was good.
She really was laughing? What is it, like a stage laugh?
She's it's like, you know, it's a good, like, a regular laugh, but she didn't stop. Like, there's a point where you could just stop your laugh, and she just decided to keep going.
Well, we'll talk about your stand-up career.
Sorry that I know my violinist laughs, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now After Buzz and SAP. So, let us move on to Johnny Newcomb. Yes.
I liked
Which one
Johnny.
Was he again?
Pearl Jam. You guys loved him.
Adorable guy.
Yeah.
You wanted to date him, not hear him sing.
Hey.
Give him 3 years.
He had eyes of a little daddy bear.
He was so adorable. I so loved adorable. His voice. I don't know what they were talking
his
about.
Voice
trying
was
to
lovely.
Well, and who like, did they say he was copying?
To imitate.
No, I actually agreed
Pearl
with him.
Gender?
Yes, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Luckily, Pearl Jam nobody watching the show knows who Pearl Jam is.
Hey.
I don't know who Pearl Jam is.
Pearl Jam. Come on,
never
I
heard
know
of
who
it.
Pearl Jam is.
So,
my coworkers
never
heard any of their songs
with Pearl Jam.
What?
Never heard any.
One of the greatest bands from the 1990s, Nirvana.
It's 2014, so it doesn't matter if he sounds like them. Nobody knows.
But everybody knows
he's
Pearl
cute and he has a good voice.
And he did the second song, and he sounded the same. So it's like it is his voice.
Yeah.
He's not trying to imitate the singer. So I loved him.
I really
thought he did a good job.
The second song was great.
Yes,
it was.
I still think they should have said no
from the first
what?
One.
Yes, because
why?
He's not nice now.
No.
I know.
He's 16. He's was fantastic. Oh, was it 50? Even, okay, this is going to reinforce
even
it even more.
I knew it.
Yeah, no, because he's 15 and he has a good look and he has a good voice. Put him on Idol, get him some good songs, he'll be a star.
Oh, he's going to be huge.
Yep. I mean, it was so
good. If he plays it right, picks the right songs.
Because he can be almost like the male lord. You know what I mean? Like, if he...
Without the E? So
yeah.
But no.
That's just Jesus.
That's just Jesus.
No, if he does, you know what I mean? Like, just goes a little edgier and, like, takes that and he owns it, get a little bit of a makeover, give him some new clothes, but he's cute already and he has a good voice.
He's going to end up losing out. There's another guy who was on, like, 2 weeks ago, and J-Lo said yes the second he walked in. He's the youth pastor, the leader.
Oh, I remember him. I remember him.
No.
Clean cut.
Very good looking guy.
Yeah. Oh.
I think very, very.
Didn't like him.
That. Yeah, I like this guy more.
You like this guy more?
That guy was vanilla. This guy has like some
this
street
guy has
drive.
A little vanilla flavor to it.
It's not a,
he's
I'm
got some cinnamon.
Okay, would you say it's a producer setup?
No.
Because, no, hear me out. Because of the Pearl Jam song. Cool. Everyone's like, eh. Because Harry called it out. And the second song was spectacular.
No, because there's so many times they've said, oh, please give me another chance. I'll sing another song. And usually they're like, no, we really don't want to hear it. But then J-Lo was kind of like, okay, give me another song.
Do you kind of feel like we're in our own show right now? Is it the two of us like talking right now?
Yeah.
No, we just had some technical difficulties over here.
What's happening?
Thank you.
Okay, guys, we got to move on.
I just saw
we...
your little Taylor Swift.
Okay, so.
Big fan.
No, I was just sharing his notes because we have the same head. So I just, yeah.
All right. We are all live, y'all.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so we move on to Kimberly Tosti, the opera singer.
Okay, she
oh,
was
God.
Not. I just want to say something.
What was that?
That was
that
not.
Was so
that
silly.
Was horrible. Because that
was a joke.
If you're trained in opera, you're trained in opera. She wasn't even singing on key. That
she
was
horrible.
She
was aiming.
Okay, and before Jason gets a lot of hate mail, Jason, you are trained
in opera.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool.
Say this. People always give you a hard time, and you never really.
You a
liar. We don't talk about that. So
yeah. So
you a liar.
No, I really
am.
No, I am.
Musical theory and it was it.
I went for opera music to college.
Oh.
Yeah.
You learned something new.
Retired now.
Retired.
But yeah, she is
everybody,
not.
Everybody, don't worry. I'm
going to
record
opera.
It and post it on later.
My mom can send you some clips, I'm sure. she's not trained in opera. She'd be able to sing on key. If she's trained in any sort of
no,
music.
No, you could tell.
She was shouting.
She could have been trained, but it doesn't mean it was a successful training session.
I thought I was expecting to hear like this big, really nice opera voice.
Yeah.
Like regardless what she's
singing,
she's exactly. Singing opera.
No, ditto.
But
in fact, I thought that it was going to be an over-exaggerated opera voice. Good one, but yeah. They were going to say, why don't you stick to opera and right. Don't do this? But
this
then,
isn't for you.
But it yeah. Wasn't even that.
But
and
it was
had
like,
to be
why
nice
don't you ever
say,
never sing again?
Yeah. Yeah, please.
All right,
please.
So no across the board. Yeah. You know, across. Montage of bad.
Sorry.
But this is someone who I think should have said no, and this is the game of politics. Carmen, was it Delgina?
No, you're talking about something else, brother. Sorry.
No.
What?
It's the girl whose dad was the...
Oh, you know, her.
If my dad was a one-hit wonder, I would be like, Dad, this is my time. You stay at home. You peek
oh,
whenever.
No, no,
what?
No. She
she probably
knew
said,
she
Dad,
that
you
good.
Better
you
come
better
with
come.
Me, really? Look good, rap to everybody, and then we'll
do
see what
do your
happens.
Little moves, okay, and so, I'm going to bring you in, and they're going to love me.
Because we got two more after this, so politics, yes or no?
No. I mean politics.
No,
what?
Was it because of the politics?
Oh,
because
okay.
Of
yes. It was completely because of the politics.
We're like, wait, what?
We just all wanted to
thank God this is not Real Time with Bill Maher. Next, let's move on to Cassandra, the 16-year-old who sang Adele.
I loved
her. Oh, I liked
loved,
her too.
Loved,
and they didn't
loved.
Like. Oh, Harry didn't like her. He said that her runs weren't impressive enough. I thought she,
I
was,
thought
great.
She was perfect.
Do we think that she'll
yeah.
Do better in Hollywood with
yes.
Other songs?
Well, and I like
yeah,
that.
I will doubt. See her done
when
enough.
She was
yeah.
Talking, I'm like, God, this girl is so annoying. And then she opens her mouth, and it was like a 30-year-old
yeah,
woman.
Right?
Inside,
yeah, exactly.
And it was like, oh yeah,
I bet you that's way a girl who might have 16. A voice, and she just sang a regular song though, because that was a runnish type song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money that with something else. It's going to be super
I
good.
Loved it.
Yeah.
One of my favorites tonight.
Yeah, she was great.
It was a surprise.
I really want them to get
okay.
But now our last singer. After 72 singers tonight, 14 montages of bad, a lot of Googling at Harry, we finish up with, or...
Well, what did you think? I mean, for you guys, it was the story.
Was
I'm
Casey
sorry.
Thrasher
I don't think, I don't,
or Thrasher?
I didn't care for him that much. I'm sorry. That's huh. It. That's all I'm going to say. He was all right. I know you loved him.
You loved him?
I did. I really didn't care for the story. I thought it was so unnecessary. And it was so unnecessary that they showed him in the way beginning and then waited
yeah.
Until the end. I thought he was going to be utterly phenomenal.
Because I'm sorry. This is America. Everybody's... We're all struggling.
Seriously.
If
so
I
thought,
wanted two kids, I'm sure I could find a way to get two kids. It's not that hard.
I'll
don't complain
you,
about it. Don't have kids if you're going to complain that you're too poor for your kids.
We gonna have kids.
Secondly, thank you so much.
Okay.
Secondly, I thought it was super pitchy, and he had way too much feeling. You know what I mean? Like, you know that girl in Mean Girls? Like, I have a lot of feelings.
Aww.
That's him. Get it together.
Get it together.
I liked him. I thought he was really sincere, and it came from
sorry
like
for
a...
Yelling.
A sincere place.
See,
and
I thought it
was
like,
trying.
Oh, I've watched these shows. People with good stories win. I'm really poor and I have two kids and I met you once, Keith, and I believe.
So you're saying he
I
got the kids from Central Casting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah, and I thought he had a weird comb over. It's,
they're going to turn
no,
him into
he was
a all right.
He didn't you have think? A...
Yeah,
he was
a country
was,
star.
It wasn't a
sure.
Bad song, but it was. He was all right. I, just
this, I thought the right. Song was amazing.
Now, Violet, you are like you are a country girl. You're one, Stephanie as well. And,
a little bit.
And Jason can be a country girl, too.
But I lived on a cornfield.
But you see him having a country career outside
oh,
of
oh, absolutely. I think he has the look. He has, like, the little story in the back. And, yeah, I
okay,
think
without
could,
saying the B word... He's a little, you know what I mean? Like, he's country guys have to have, like, they're like a man's man.
No,
you know what I mean?
And not
I
feel, at all. Look at Scotty
Vince
McCreary.
Gill.
He's freaking blowing it up.
Yeah, but Scotty McCreary could, like,
he's adorable.
Bail some hay or something. I love Scotty McCreary.
He
this
could
guy,
do what?
Bail, what do they do?
Bail some hay.
He said, build some hay. Let's go ahead and I'll figure out how to build hay.
This guy is, like, the guy that's, like, crying on the back
no,
of the truck.
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to shape him and mold him. And even if he doesn't make it here, I kind of feel like he might.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we've been on for 3 hours, guys, so we got to wrap the sucker up. So, overall thoughts? Any who? Well, actually, let's just go to predictions.
Yeah, let's go to predictions. Ready?
Hit us. Okay,
where are we pointing?
Okay. Now I haven't done this so far. I think because Violet, you brought this.
Oh my God.
You helped settle the show a little bit.
Aww.
Yes.
I'm gonna be gone next week. Please don't kill me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Instead of saying. Who we liked and who we didn't like. Let's. Who is our favorite tonight? Let's pick one for each of us.
One,
start.
Two, three.
Paisley.
Oh.
All right, Paisley.
Well, we're on
Paisley.
The same page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hashtag Ally.
Okay, so
hashtag
there you go. All right, so we're pretty much on the Paisley and
Ally.
Okay.
I love Alex.
Okay. I love him too.
He's okay.
But I see Paisley going
yeah,
all the way.
Paisley's a
I
star.
Could see her winning.
All right, so we have one city left for tomorrow night.
Okay.
Nebraska.
Right.
They're following Violet.
Nebraska.
I was in Utah and then Nebraska. That's why I wasn't here for the last 2 weeks, just FYI.
Were you okay? All right, so you'll have to fill us in on the after show. Okay. Have we seen the American Idol yet?
Yes. Maybe.
So you have a couple. You don't think it's in Nebraska?
Well, obviously, maybe because we only got one more audition left.
You know what I want? I want like a Hayley Williams. Like we thought, like the girl could be made into Hayley Williams. I want somebody like that tomorrow.
Really. I still am looking for the big, like, boom
I'm wondering
right here.
Which audition I think we got it is going to win. I think next week we should choose from which audition group first. Or, like, will the American Idol come from?
Okay.
Just to have fun with that.
All right, we'll do that. There'll be a little game. And a lot of fun. We'll let everyone at home play as well. So,
exactly.
As I said, we got to get out of here.
We got to get out of here, y'all.
Jason Eichler, where can they find you, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
And you can find me on Twitter as well at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at StephieG47.
Mm. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else there is at Violet Kanyan.
And Marissa, thank you for being the ringmaster and keeping us in control. Where can they find you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at SerafiniTV. Also, Roya is here in the booth, too.
Oh, Roya! Roya, our new engineer, right? Roya, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at HeyRoya, HeyRoya.
Hey, Roya!
Hey.
All right, so for Jason, Stephanie, Violet, I'm JC. We're your After Buzz After Crew, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
See ya.
From
Maria
Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.